Senator Debbie Mayfield's bill would allow a student athlete to receive endorsements from businesses, something the NCAA currently doesn't allow. But athletes would have to follow guidelines set up by their universities under a so-called morality clause.
The student athlete may not enter into a contract that violates provisions of the team's contract. The team must disclose each potential conflict with the athlete and their representation. The student athlete must disclose any contracts they are part of to the university.
That means businesses like strip clubs or gambling establishments would be off the table. Mayfield's bill has cleared two of its three committee stops unanimously. This week, it got some significant changes by way of three amendments. Perhaps the most significant was one by Senator Rob Bradley, which would allow the NCAA to implement changes to its own system before Florida legislates them. He says that's in the interest of consistency among states.
Florida, Florida State, Florida International, Florida Atlantic, UCF, USF, and a lot of our private schools are a part of larger organizations. They're part of the NCAA, they're part of the ACC, they're part of the SEC, they're a part of Conference USA, and these are organizations that have members that are from different states that have different rules. And you don't want to see our particular schools disadvantaged when it comes to competing with the other 49 states and the schools in the other 49 states.
The NCAA's governing board has directed its three divisions to consider updating bylaws to allow opportunities for its athletes to profit. It wants to have those updates in place by 2021. Meanwhile, other states, like California, have already taken legislative action. An adopted amendment from Mayfield says an officer or director within the university or a voting member of a booster organization can't be behind compensation for a student athlete.
The intent is to make sure that this is a third party in contracting with the athlete.
Lower-level boosters who are not voting members, as Mayfield points out she is for Florida State University, could still contract with an athlete under the amended bill. Mayfield also amended her own bill to include a provision requiring student athletes to take a financial literacy course.
This amendment requires the school to offer a financial literacy class for athletes at the start of their first and third year term. This aims to help the athletes with budgeting of their money.
Mayfield says she'll work out the details going forward on whether there will be a pass-fail requirement for those classes. But not every amendment to the bill was adopted. Senator Randolph Bracey tried and failed to amend the bill to set up a revenue-sharing system for student athletes in all sports. It would have distributed 10% of ticket sale revenue from a university in a given year to its student athletes upon graduation. But Bracey was peppered with questions from his colleagues who were skeptical. This one came from Senator Travis Hudson.
So if the intent of the amendment is to do revenue sharing for playing a sport, wouldn't that make them professional athletes?
Mr. Chair, that's up for debate. I think that if you look at the billions of dollars generated by these student athletes, I think that we should have a revenue sharing model.
Mayfield opposed bringing such a change to her bill as well.
And that's not what the intent of this bill, and as a matter of fact, that's what we're trying to stay away from, is getting paid for the actual playing of the sport.
With the amendments that were adopted, lawmakers still like the bill on a bipartisan level. For some, the issue is personal. More than one former collegiate athlete sits on the Senate Innovation, Industry, and Technology panel. That includes Senator Hudson.
It's not fair that we bust our butts as student athletes and we cannot get compensated in return.
After Senator Bradley's amendment delaying the implementation by a year, the bill would now take effect in July of 2021. I'm Ryan Daly.